Hello and welcome to the Oceanus Live podcast. Information sharing in the maritime community remains our key message. Recent weeks have seen drama at sea and ashore in both the east and west coast regions of Africa. The reported decline in pirate attacks has been replaced by more daring and more violent attacks. Private sailors and now tourists are easier targets, although the staple of merchant ships is still not safe, as the southwest monsoon clears from the Arabian Sea and Indian Ocean. It's predicted that, as with previous years, there will be a surge of pirate attacks in the region. In fact, attacks have recommenced further south, in the Somali Basin and near the Mozambique Channel. The murders, kidnap and rescue of hostages demonstrates that the freedom of the seas is not guaranteed. Recent release of ships by Somali pirates, as ever, comes at a cost, both financially and psychologically. The release of the Danish family and crew, reported to have been at a cost of $3 million, is good news. However, the dangerous precedent set is that any private sailor kidnapped is now more valuable to the pirates, unlike the vessel, cargo and crew package previously negotiated. West Africa continues to draw attention as hijacks carry on. Although it's mainly for the oil cargo and theft of crew property, fears that the Somali model will be copied abound. No ransom has been demanded for any crew so far, but the potential is clear. Southeast Asia has fared no better. Recent years have seen a decrease in attacks as the naval patrols have increased, but it appears a resurgence is on the cards, likely emboldened by the unmitigated success of Somali pirates. August saw a decrease in attacks with six pirates sentenced in Malaysia. Interestingly, ship owners are demanding that their respective governments provide protection in the form of armed guards on their ships. Demand for a UN armed force has also gained voice. Whilst the International Maritime Organization has issued further guidance on the use of private company armed security, it remains the responsibility of flag states to determine if it's permitted on their ships. Insurers have recently declared support for private security. The lack of private security has not been made any easier as Egypt has prohibited the carrying of weapons through the Suez Canal. The impact of this decision will bear fruit in the coming months. Various campaigns for the safety and security of seafarers have come to the forefront as endorsement grows across international boundaries. Oceanus Live has maintained support of this stance from its beginnings. We trust you will too. Thank you for listening. Oceanus Live. Information, security, safety, shared.